This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Maybe I'm supposed to have,
you know what, the music's gone now.
Okay, there we go. All right. You know what it is?
I think it's my cat. It is Shaky Boo's birthday today. Yeah, my 8-year-old ornery, crabby, rude cat, it's his birthday today, and he's been pretty mad because I've been bringing him to the studio. I know the studio is supposed to be a hypoallergenic, PETA-free, no animal, room, but, I bring him along because, you know, he's one of those shaky, but we call him Sacudito. And, he's mad because it's his birthday and I put an embarrassing picture of him up on Facebook. So he's all grumpy. I'm kind of grumpy too. I've been really, really grumpy. I don't know if it's because Robin Williams died and, that kind of got me down. It got a lot of us down. I think it's because I've been trying to lose weight and I've been dieting. And, you know, maybe this weekend should just, be all about the carbs. I think it should just be this weekend carbs, 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 carbs. I picked up last night, from Olive Garden a bunch of breadsticks. So I have a bunch of Olive Garden breadsticks with the butter, garlic, that's what kind of gives us the texture and the salt. I have, I'm going to go to the store and I haven't bought a box for years, but I'm going to, probably get a bunch of Hostess, cupcakes and Suzy Q's. And I think just all weekend long, I'm supposed to go out, you know, for sushi with a friend of mine. But, and that's fish. I know there's rice. That's not the kind of carbs I want. I think I just want carbs. And no, I know that's not healthy for you, but this is what I'm thinking. I think the problem is I'm trying to deny myself too many carbs. And if I could just take this whole weekend and just carb out, one, I'll feel better. It's going to be actually a pretty good feeling. I used to feel better when I get my carbs. I'm grumpy when I diet. Oh, everybody tries to say, oh, you have to do a, cleanse. And when you eat vegetables, you feel so much better. Yeah, I know. I want the carbs. Just give me the carbs, okay? So I'm gonna feel really, really good after that. But I think if I just go carb crazy, it's gonna help me lose weight in the long run because I plan on getting so damn sick of carbs. So that's what I'm gonna do. It's gonna be a 48-hour carb fest. I'll probably actually poop for the first time in a couple days. So hence the better mood. And if I could just eat bread and rice and all the crap I really, really want to eat and then just get out of my system, go, get out of your system, right? So then Monday, I could go back to the celery stick broccoli crap that I always eat. You know, it's funny. You know, I was at the office this morning and I had seen a patient before I left to go on air. And he goes, wow, you guys are all in a good mood. He's like, you're in a good mood today, Dahlia, because I'm never in a good mood. During the week, I am one grumpy witch. But I have carbs. you know, maybe screw this whole trying to lose weight thing. I've been telling you guys we gotta cut the carbs. Yeah, there's no other word for it. Carbohydrates, breads and pastas. But people like me more. Right? People think I'm cool. Maybe I should do that. Speaking of cool, it's back to school for a lot of people right now. I know. Thank the Lord. Can I hear an amen? Ooh, hallelujah. Kids are going back to school. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. All right. Good. One of my kids is already back in high school. The other kid still has another week. So another week of complaining and griping. And so we're going to talk about how to get your kids ready for back to school. I know you guys are oiling up the wheels, greasing up the car, you know, so you could just peel into the school parking lot and kick their tushies out of the car. But no. I mean, there's more than you could do besides getting the car ready and making sure you can accelerate from 0 to 90 the day school has to go in. School's back in. So we're going to talk about how the kids should prepare, and by kids preparing, how not to get bullied. We got some tips on how not to get bullied. I had talked about that earlier in the week. I gave you guys some really, really good tips, but nobody listens to my show during the week. So here we will on the weekend show. Make sure you guys know your tips. This is another thing. We have a man that is suing the doctor and medical facility because apparently they wrote that his homosexuality was a chronic condition. So we'll talk about that. I'm sure that's going to be a very, very heated topic. Okay, so we'll talk about that. Then we have a mom of two who was arrested because she was at the grocery store and the kids were squishing the bread. You know, like the Wonder Bread? You squish the bread. Anyway, she yelled at the kids, stop squishing the blankin' bread. And it started with an F, what she said. And she was actually arrested for cussing at her kids. A lot of you guys were sending me messages and notes of support. That wasn't me. I wasn't the one arrested. That's somebody in Georgia that was arrested. You know what I used to do at the grocery store? I told you guys this. I remember Ralph's grocery store in the 1970s. My mom would take me, and I think Ralph still exists, yeah. And there was ground beef meat, and I would stick my fingers in the package. I wouldn't break the plastic. The plastic was tough. I would stick my fingers in all the ground beef meat. So you went up to the ground beef and you saw, you know, finger imprints. Oh, my mom used to get so mad. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power." A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking. banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House Freeze Dry Foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
All right, guys. All right, we are back here on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Boost Radio Network, Talk Superstation, KDWN, my flagship Las Vegas, Nevada, as well as all the other affiliates listening in right now and tuning in and broadcasting the show. We really do appreciate it. We got Justin working the dials. And, of course, I appreciate you guys for listening. I know you have lots of other choices out there. And the fact that you're listening to my show means you have probably absolutely nothing better to do. No. Thank you. Thank you. Honestly, it's all a choice, and I appreciate that. Speaking of choices, I've been watching Orange is the New Black. I guess it's a TV show from Netflix. I thought Netflix did such a good job with House of Cards. When I heard Netflix did Orange is the New Black, I had to watch it. So I've started to see the first couple episodes. Don't worry, I'm not going to mess anything up. She wears orange. That's about the biggest spoiler I could give you. But it's about a girl in jail. I mean, I'm starting to figure out why she's in jail now. You know, you get kind of pieces and pieces of it.
But, boy, jail does not look fun. It does not look fun at all. And you want to think before you end up in jail. Like this mom here. This is interesting. We have a mom from North Augusta, South Carolina, who faces 30 days in jail because she was cussing at her kids in public. Now, we'll talk about swear words around the kids and why it's probably not a very good idea or form of parenting, but many of us do it. I mean, we do. I mean, have I dropped, you know, a couple wing dingers right in front of my kids? Absolutely. I mean, you know, they really just know how to get under your skin. So, Danielle Wolf, mother of two, 22 years old, has been handcuffed and I guess taken to jail, being reported by Mail Online, because there's a city ordinance in North Augusta, South Carolina, that makes it a crime to quote-unquote utter, while in a state of anger, in the presence of another, any bawdy, lewd, bawdy, B-A-W-D-Y, lewd, or obscene words or epithets. Oh, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. I don't see how any of us could even be on the streets in Las Vegas would all be incarcerated or booked. Because, I mean, just driving to work, I was probably yelled at 4 or 5 times and given obscene gestures. And that was just a, I don't know, 15-minute drive to work. So something like that I don't think would ever pass here where I live. No way. People are just, you know, very, very vocal. We really communicate a lot. The woman told Officer Travis Smith to approach Miss Wolf and ask her to stop using foul language because she was telling her kids to quit squeezing the blinking bread because the kids were squeezing the bread at, I believe it was Kroger supermarket. Okay? She said she wasn't cursing at the kids. She said she was cursing at her husband because he smashed the bread in her cart with frozen pizza. Okay, now, I go to Walmart and Target a lot. That really gets under my skin. That really makes me mad. When my husband is grabbing the waters, right? He goes, you know, I say, go get the bottled waters. So he gets the bottled waters. And because they're so heavy, he has to catapult them into the shopping cart. So he catapults the waters into the shopping carts, and then it breaks eggs. It breaks. Remember those chocolate eggs during Easter? Those with the hard shell? He cracks all that stuff, and then he blames me for not having open space available in the shopping cart for the Dasani water bottles. And, oh, I let him have it. I don't care where I am. What the blah, blah, blah. So I just get better surrender myself now before I get arrested because I couldn't risk actually being handcuffed in public. All right. So, I guess somebody called the police and then my suggestion to you all is this, okay? You never know what you're going to get busted for if you don't know what the laws are. Okay. For those of you who have no idea if there is a law against cursing in public, you may want to look that up. There's tons of cities. We are talking federal, we're not talking state. I mean, most of us kind of understand the federal and state laws, but there could be city ordinances that actually say you can't curse. So those of us who are pretty potty mouthed, now, you know, what is the best and appropriate way to yell at the kids? Now, okay, I am not the parent of the year, but I think I'm a pretty good parent, knock on wood, okay? And my kids will do things, and it's very, very interesting. Because when I don't curse, a lot of times they don't take me seriously. I mean, I remember years ago, you know, I was like, guys, I'm working. I really need you to be quiet, okay? All right, you know, I'm working with some sound. I'm trying to record something. Can everybody be quiet? Okay, you know, maybe they stopped to listen, but then they went back to their... Okay, and then they went back to their stuff. I'm like, guys, honestly, can you just be quiet, please? Please, just be quiet, Okay, I'm serious. Now, you notice how I raised my voice a little bit. You see how I'm starting to raise my voice? Rather from, guys, I need you to be quiet. Now it's, guys, be quiet. Okay, so now I raised my voice. I also lowered it. That's what a lot of parents do. We start to lower it. Okay? All right? Now, they stopped for about a second or two. This is when they were younger. And then they started to go back to the fighting and the, okay? You know, so now, you know, I start to, you know, you start to kind of growl. I growl at the kids. They don't hear the growl. They're making too much gosh darn noise that they don't even hear me growling. All right, so now I'm like, guys, shut up. So now I'm using shut up. Now, it's not appropriate to say shut up. But, okay, come on, look at this. I mean, we're now in minute number 7, and they're not listening. Okay, now, I said that, but I'm not getting up out of my seat. You know, remember our parents? All they had to do was stand up. And once they got up, you got your whooping. So we don't whip the kids. We don't spank the kids, whatever. So no reason to stand up because I'm not, I mean, what am I going to do? I might as well still sit and relax. You know, otherwise the hemorrhoid pillow shifts and it's hard to put it back on the chair. So I'm turning around while sitting in the chair, yelling at them to shut up. That didn't work. So finally I stood up and I said, shut the fuck up! And blank up, okay? And they were like, whoa. And it worked. It worked. So my husband looks over and goes, that worked. I'm like, I know. Now, you got to be very, very careful. Because you can't be sitting there potty mouthing the whole time because then the kids don't, you know, after a while they don't respond. But to this day, if I ever use a word of that magnitude, they know I mean business. Now, I'm frustrated. And now that they're older, I've had a talk with them. I go, guys, look, I don't want to swear. Okay, I don't want to use foul language. Why don't you listen to me the first time? You said something? It's like they only listen if I curse, if I do it in rhyme, if I rap something, then they'll listen. Well, that's a problem here. Okay, because otherwise, I mean, let's say it's time for my son to walk down the aisle to get married. If he doesn't listen to me, I'm going to be the only mom yelling and screaming. So, it's frustrating. What are better ways to get the kids to listen to you? You need to be, I don't want to use the word unpredictable, but once kids kind of predict what you do and what you will do, it just seems to be old hat. So you need to do something different. Like, for example, my boys were giving each other the middle finger. And I told them to stop, and they didn't do it. So instead, I took nail polish on the middle finger, and I put some glitter. Now they need to hide their middle fingers, right? Because they have a bedazzled, glittered. Okay, you see, you have to do something like that. Or if you want to tell them to do something. Okay, I did this. My kid had a little Blue's Clues, mailbox. And I had been telling him to go to bed the whole time. And he wouldn't go to bed. And I didn't want to, you know, say any foul language because there were, you know, other people in the house at the time. We had some guests over. So I wrote him a little note in the mailbox and I said, you got a letter. Right? Stoney's got a letter. Stoney's got a letter. Wonder who it's from. So he opens it up and it's a letter saying, go the flip to sleep. Okay, and I said, and it worked. And another thing I did, which I think was really, really effective, is my kids like to play on the computer at night. I made the mistake of putting one computer in the room because they claimed they needed it for homework. Okay, boy, was I a sucker. So what I now have is a different screensaver, and I have their wallpaper with a mommy yelling at them saying, go to bed. All right, and so there are other ways to communicate, and I suggest you do that because we all can't be potty mouths. Okay, speaking of potty mouths, we're going to talk about bullying and how to prepare your kid for going back to school. How do you get your kid to even get up in the morning? Any tips you guys have, call in now. How to get your kids bully-proof. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Before we move on, I need to quickly tell you that I'm really, really excited about a new project. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I'm going to help build a pediatric wing of Community Outreach Medical Center, which is going to help underinsured and underserved kids in the community in which I live. I have never helped to build a pediatric clinic. I'm raising the money now.
And this is going to be absolutely exciting. The Dr. Dahlia Division Pediatric Wing. You know what? Yeah, absolutely. Don't worry, I'll take the name off so nobody decides to drive away from it. We want people to come. But this is going to be extremely exciting. Community Outreach Medical Center already exists and has been around since 2005, offering medical services to the community and doing a phenomenal job with prenatal care and adults and kids and HIV positive patients and prenatal care, etc. And now we're going to have a specific pediatric wing for kids to get their well visits, sick visits, etc. So I'm really, really excited about that. If there's any way you guys could help me do this, raise money, please go to my website at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com, to see how your business could be a part of it and help make this happen, because it's going to save a lot of lives. So excited. You know, pediatric wing, I want to help decorate it. That's the deal. I help build it if I get to help decorate. Oh, I cannot wait. I want to put some Blue's Clues. I want to put some Ernie and Bert. I'm all excited. Okay, anyway, back to school. The kids are going back to school. Yee-haw! Oh, thank heavens. Okay, but if you all had a very similar summer like I did, it was a summer of not a lot of discipline, kids doing whatever the heck they want. These video games really took over this summer to the point that I think my kids have been going to bed at like 1 in the morning. Well, if they have to start school on Monday or next Monday, I don't even know when school starts. I need to look it up. They're not going to be ready, okay? You know, we've talked about how kids need to get 8 to 9 hours of sleep a night. Otherwise, they're more prone to obesity, they're more prone to diabetes, they're more prone to other health problems later, and prone to messing up in school. And, you know, but our kids have been up late every night. So let's look at some suggestions on how to get them school ready, and then we'll also talk about what to do about bullies, because it could be a very, very frightening time for some kids to go back to school. Okay, so we need to start changing their bedtime. So, for example, they were going to bed at 1 in the morning. Now, what they suggest in WikiHow, this is great, WikiHow says get your child to a back-to-school routine. They said 3 weeks before school starts, 3 weeks before, have your child go to bed 15 minutes earlier at night and get up 15 minutes earlier in the morning. So I should have probably had my kids go to bed at 12:45 a.m. Oh, my gosh. And then they were sleeping until 10, so sleeping at 9:45. If I needed to start this weeks before and then every week change the increment by 15 minutes, I probably would have had to start last Christmas getting them ready. Because these kids, I think bedtime should be 9 p.m. Yeah, I think bedtime should be 9 p.m. I'm sick and tired of not having access to the TV because we have one major television set, and that's where the TiVo is, but that's also where the Xbox is connected because my kids don't have TV in the room. So I know I'm such a mean mom. So if they go to bed at 9, then hubby and I could watch the rest of, well, we just finished Dexter, so we can now watch Orange is the New Black. We need to catch up on Homeland and watch all our other shows. Okay, but no, they've been hogging the TV. Okay, so you want to start getting them to bed early. School clothes, they say, look, don't buy all the school clothes now. Don't be spending hours at Target or the mall, etc. Because what's going to happen is the kids are going to go to school for the first week or two. Then they're going to see what everybody else is wearing. And then they're going to come back and say, I want this. You know, we did not buy my son new tennis shoes yet. And I'm so glad we didn't. Yeah, we're cheap. No, I'm so glad we didn't buy him new shoes because he comes back. He already started high school. And their school colors are blue and orange. So he comes back saying, Mom, everybody's wearing blue and orange tennis shoes. And I go, are they getting beat up? He goes, no, they really, those are, I mean, oh, my gosh, if I did that in the 80s, whoa. Really? And I'm like, that's kind of cool. So now he wants me to find him these blue and orange Nikes. I know, Zappos. I know. Yeah, trust me. I know how to shop cheap. So, you know, you don't have to buy all the, I know it's exciting time, but, you know, the malls are going to be busy. Wait until the kids go to school and go, okay, now what, you know, so polka dots aren't in, all right? those, you know, ducky-looking pants, bell-bottoms. Really? Really? No one's wearing bell-bottoms? No. No. Remember boot cut? It was another term for bell-bottom. The whole boot cut thing. It stinks. Now I can finally fit into my old boot cut, and they're already out of style. Okay, backpacks. Many of these kids now are going to be running around with backpacks, and the backpacks are going to be giving them back issues, and then I need to see them in my office, you know, explaining to them that now they need a chiropractor. All right, they say the backpack should cover no more than 75% of the length of your child's back, which is the space between the shoulder blades and the waist. This is according to Dr. Linda Rhodes, senior occupational therapist at Children's Hospital Georgia in Georgia Regents University. So you know how some of your kids wear backpacks that go all the way down past the butt? They say no. The backpack should cover the shoulders to the mid-waist. Now, some of you are remembering when you were a girl in high school, you needed your bag to cover your butt. Remember those days? Oh, that stuck. Man, I should have gotten an IUD or an ablation back in junior high. It would have been easier. Okay, so a lot of your kids may say, no, I need something that goes lower. You need to realize they're probably trying to cover up their butt for some reason. With that, there's other types of bags they could do to cover up their butt. Okay, with boys, it may be a little difficult, although there are attaché cases that are pretty stylish. But for girls, okay, they'll want a purse that they could cover up their butt, because especially in the 80s, we were wearing a lot of white pants, and once a month, that was pretty debilitating. Okay, next, they say the weight of the backpack should not exceed 15% of your child's body weight. So if the kid can't bend at both knees, if they can't move and bend and walk and it's too heavy, they're going to have some major issues. Okay, now it's bully time. So they come back to school, and they're afraid of going back to school because of the bullies. Okay, my son is a freshman in high school. Luckily, he's going to a school where they don't really seem to have the bullying. Okay, in fact, I bullied my kid more. You know, he was trying to get his backpack together, and he was fumbling around. And so I was that morning going, freshman, 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 you are such a freshman. Anyway, so I already made fun of him. So when he went to school, it would be nothing, you know. So you need to, when you're walking down the hall, we kind of talked about this, okay. All right, so, you know, one way to avoid bullying, okay, when you walk down the hall, is to not be walking alone in the hall. When you're walking alone, you are just, you know, prime rib, just out there for the lions to feast on. So don't be walking alone. If you need to walk in the hall, you need to have some cover. So wait for a group of kids to walk by and walk behind them. Just like in nature, out in the wild, it provides cover. You know how fishies, schools of fishies, the fishies are always in, right, so the shark doesn't eat the fishy? Fishies, no, do like a fishy, okay? Next, walk with some confidence. If you look like you don't like yourself, or you're worried about the pimple on your nose or whatever, and you don't have confidence, people are going to pick that up. Remember, weakness, all right, is picked upon by these bullies. They have radar for that. So you walk around like you have confidence. I had said earlier in the week when it's lunchtime and they're serving sloppy Joe, don't sit there excited that you're eating it. Sit back. You know, go, dude, this sucks. Really? Sloppy Joe, come on. You know, you kind of put your hands back and you act like this sucks. They're going to leave you alone because they're going to be like, this guy's smart. Sloppy Joe does suck. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death. But I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Well, they need me when it's Saturday night.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, this was a very, very, very strange case. Really, really weird. And I think it's making the medical community relook at what's happening with their electronic medical records. We have a man who is suing his doctor and suing the medical clinic because the term homosexual was put under the category chronic condition. Matthew Moore, 46 years old, is suing the doctor and the healthcare network not only for the quote-unquote defamatory classification, but also for the quote-unquote pattern of deceit and medical record doctoring. Apparently, when he complained to the Torrance Memorial Health Association that his medical records had homosexual under chronic condition, they promised his record would be corrected. They apologized. But then when he checked his records again in May 2014, homosexual behavior was still listed, but posted under chronic problem instead of chronic condition. Now, the medical network blames its quote-unquote highly complex software for the problem. Mr. Moore is still proceeding with the suit. Now, when I saw this, okay, I don't put sexual orientation in my chart. Heterosexual, homosexual, bisexual, I don't. Now, that was not the what I was taught. Okay, I just never put that down because I didn't think it was relevant, and I knew there could be a privacy issue with some of my patients if the records ever had to be faxed, and so I never put that on there. I was like, you know, if I'm going to be screening for HIV or STDs, I'm going to be screening everybody. It doesn't matter what their sexual preference is. So for me, I never put that down in the chart. So I wouldn't be at risk in this particular case. But why was what I did kind of against the norm? Well, it was very interesting. When I was in training years ago, okay, you had to, when you presented your case, say, I have a 55-year-old white female, 55-year-old white Hispanic female, 44-year-old black male, presents with X, Y, and Z. Now, the reason why we would have to present the ethnicity is because, let's say, diseases like Jewish. You know, you have a 65-year-old Jewish female comes in with abdominal pain. Well, Crohn's disease could be more common in the Jewish population. When you hear the term Jewish, maybe you'll think of some of the diseases that affect Jewish people. African American, you'll think of, look, I need to be looking better for high blood pressure, cholesterol, stroke, etc. Because the African American population, many times, those diseases get missed. All right. Somebody, a white female, comes in with an abnormal skin lesion. Woman of Irish descent. Well, maybe we're going to be worried more about melanoma. And so even though you're supposed to treat all patients the same, sometimes you will think more. Like, for example, anemia. Okay, when we were in pediatrics, you always put whether the child was white or black. Because if a child comes in with anemia, then you would be quicker to look for sickle cell. So it was something that we had done routinely. Same thing with when I was doing my infectious disease rotation at UCLA. You would put, you know, somebody, a patient comes in, a 24-year-old male patient. Was he homosexual? Was he heterosexual? With history of IV drug use, a 25-year-old heterosexual female with history of IV drug use, presents HIV positive, etc. And the reason why you would do that is you were trying to condense history. All right, there's histories we take. We take sexual histories, we take pregnancy histories, we take social histories, surgical histories, family histories. They are histories. Now, I remember when I was in medical school, one of the attendings said, why are you saying the patient's black? What does that matter? And one of the other doctors started to explain, but we have students here that, you know, they need to know to look for illness, you know, we treat blood pressure differently in African Americans versus white. But the other doctor had made a good case, which I kind of agreed with. You know, you treat everybody the same. I mean, not in terms of the medication. True, you understand the ethnicity, but you don't have to label it in the chart. And that doctor, he was an African-American doctor, you know, probably gave me the idea to not sit there and put every single thing in the chart. Okay, you know, you don't put tall, you don't put short, you don't put... Now, you could, under physical exam, you could say, you know, that. But in terms of their identity, it made sense to me. Now comes our paperwork, and we start, you know, there were paper charts that we were using at the time when I started my practice. I didn't go into electronics. The VA had an electronic system, et cetera. It was cool, but I just didn't have the money for that, and, you know, we were just barely figuring out the Internet at the time. And so you start getting these charts, and many of them are pre-made, and many of the forms are pre-made. You have chronic conditions on one side, medications, et cetera. So we would, as students or as physicians, start putting our notes on the page that would have the medicines and the chronic conditions. If one of my patients does shift work at one of the hotels, because I practice in Las Vegas, Nevada, I have a cocktail or a dancer or bartender. So I put some of the social history there to remind myself we're looking at shift work. So if I say take this medicine at night because it makes them sleepy, I better remember that this patient is driving to work at night. So doctors would very, very often use that front page that has the most serious stuff that you need to remember for serious notes to remind you to not write a medication at night when they start to work at night, etc. And what had eventually happened is I think a lot of doctors would put, this is important, I need to know this, you know, if this person is homosexual, he may be at higher risk for HIV. It's going to remind me to think about that when somebody comes in with difficulty breathing or pneumonia or a skin lesion, etc. There was a friend of mine who had unfortunately died too soon because his skin lesion was thought of as a spider bite. And the biopsies I've done and anybody else had done all came back inconclusive. And thank God, you know, the doctor had, because he had not come out or told anybody that, you know, he was homosexual. Finally, somebody said, I'm just going to run an HIV on you. Unfortunately, he was HIV positive, had Kaposi sarcoma, and died and never got the treatment because he had been afraid to, he thought he was going to lose his job and a variety of things. And he was a real good man, and it was such a shame. But nobody thought of it because they didn't think. They thought, well, heterosexual. Heterosexuals can get HIV too. It's just, I wasn't his doctor. I biopsied for him to send to the dermatologist. It came back inconclusive. I'm kicking myself. I wish I would have been his doctor from day one. You know, you go back and you worry. So now you have electronic medical software. So in this particular case with this doctor and medical facility getting sued, you don't have a place in your medical software to write little notes. You know, I'll write notes going, you know, uncle got stuck on the 215 with his truck, you know, had a bad day, so I could remind myself to ask, how's uncle doing? You know, I was worried about him. That was kind of scary. Did he have heat stroke? So it's a place where you don't really, a lot of times with medical software, do that. So now we have, you know, medical software coming in, and doctors putting, well, I need to put that he's homosexual somewhere. Maybe you don't, because you could be liable. And the patient has a right to be upset that it was put under, quote-unquote, chronic condition. That's kind of ridiculous. It's not a condition. Somebody's sexual preference is not a condition. But I think we're going to see a lot more of this if the medical software doesn't allow latitude for doctors to put notes to remind them certain risk categories. All right, guys. Can't wait to talk to you on Monday. Be safe. God bless.
Take me down to the little white church. So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.